You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top-quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Luke Stringer. Dr. Stringer speaks regularly to local schools, businesses, and organizations on health, wellness, and safety topics. He enjoys educating others on how to manage stress, how to prevent injuries in the workplace and at home, and how to maintain peak performance in all facets of life. Dr. Stringer is from Manchester, England, where he studied sports science. Before graduating from Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, he played professional rugby for 9 years. Dr. Stringer is considered one of the top chiropractors in Chicago and is a contributing member of our National Network of Industry Professionals. Today we are going to talk about a very important topic, how X-ray analysis can improve treatment outcomes with chiropractic care. Hello, Dr. Stringer. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks, Liz. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me. So on November 8th, we celebrate the International Day of Radiography, which falls on the anniversary of the discovery of X-rays. Do you have X-ray machines in your office, and are you skilled in reading and analyzing the X-rays you take?
Yes, we are a objective chiropractic clinic in regards to we like having objective findings to dictate our treatment recommendations. And an objective finding is having X-ray analysis performed on the spine. So yeah, we have an X-ray machine. I'd say the majority of chiropractors do. Ours is a digital system. Digital systems are awesome taking images quickly and efficiently. As you go through chiropractic school, there is a heavy, heavy component on radiology and the things that fall within radiology. So reading X-rays, both biomechanically and then obviously medically in regards to figuring out, you know, breaks, fractures, inflammation, lesions, etc. We have X-ray systems in our office, and chiropractors are absolutely skilled in reading them. We do our own analysis. There's a really cool piece of software out there called Posturay. A DC came up with a really cool kind of piece of software where they digitally analyze your X-ray and essentially give you biomechanical feedback. So give you to the millimeter and to the percent of your spine and where it shifted, if it has shifted, which is awesome because it creates real detailed analysis for the chiro, so we can put together a real detailed treatment plan. It's awesome for our patients to be able to leave the office with some objective findings of what's causing and driving the pain. Also, obviously, we're an integrated practice, so multidisciplinary chiropractic, physical therapy, medical service. So we actually have all our X-rays read by a DAC bar. A DAC bar is a chiropractor who obviously graduated as a chiropractic physician, however, then spent several years extending their essentially scope of practice to officially be essentially a chiropractic version of a radiologist. So we have a DAC bar read all of our films, and they're essentially the chiropractic version of a radiologist. And yeah, it really helps us make great clinical decisions. It helps our patients understand what's causing and driving the pain, and gives us some objective data we can work off and show improvement as we go through the treatment plans.
Okay, so you touched on this a little, but what role do X-rays play in chiropractic biophysics, the method of chiropractic care that you specialize in?
Yeah, chiropractic biophysics is the most researched form of chiropractic. It's evidence-based, and it's essentially leading the research field in spinal research that's in chiropractic and the medical field. A little bit of history, the chiropractor who essentially invented, to say, the chiropractic biophysics technique, he was actually a structural engineer by trade, and also had a math PhD, so obviously extremely bright. And he took both math and engineering principles and applied it to the spine, particularly biomechanics of the spine. And then from there, essentially, just developed this technique, and then his son took it over, Dr. Dee Harrison, and he's leading, essentially, or he's one of the leaders in the spinal research field. Chiropractic biophysics separates itself from other chiropractic care based around spinal traction. So research is very clear. When you're under treatment for neck pain, low back pain, and you're seeing a chiropractor getting adjusted, and or you're seeing a physical therapist, you're stretching, you're doing the rehab, very good chance that when you're under treatment, you're going to be feeling a lot better during treatment. Chiropractic biophysics specializes on the analysis of your spine structurally in terms of its biomechanics, and then putting you through corrective care, which involves spinal traction. So spinal traction essentially doing the opposite of what your spine's doing. So if your head's gone forward and you've lost the curve, the idea is to bring that head backwards and improve the curve. And all the research is very clear. The groups that were just doing the chiropractic and physical therapy felt better, but their follow-ups at, 6, 12 plus months, they felt the same and or worse than they did before they started treatment. The group that performs chiropractic biophysics and performs spinal traction, their follow-ups essentially, they felt the same and or better than they did when they finished treatment. So when we speak to our patients, we always offer our patients, what would they like to do in regards to their treatment plan? One of the options is, do you want to perform, or would you like to go through chiropractic biophysics, which is a corrective care plan which offers more objective long-term results? And essentially by doing that, we can have x-rays pre-care, we can have x-rays post-care, and then we can objectively show improvement. And that improvement, as long as we're proactive in our habits outside the office, is a long-lasting improvement. So it's really cool to practice with a technique with so much research and evidence-based practice behind it, and also offer our patients more of a long-term solution than just kind of a quick fix.
And can the x-rays you take in your office reveal the condition and the shape of the spine as well as the joints?
Yeah, absolutely. So our x-rays are designed to do several things. One, the condition of spine. So is that spine healthy? Do we have any inflammation, any lesions, any breaks, any fractures, any degenerative changes, any spinal conditions such as DISH? Because we need to know about that to make a good clinical decision on treatment, referral, etc. And then chiropractic biophysics essentially is studying the biomechanics of your spine, which is the shape of the spine. So that's essentially what our x-ray analysis is done for, to rule in and rule out conditions, and then obviously also to biomechanically adjust the shape of the spine. Now, any movable joint in the body is x-rayable. Now, when you essentially x-ray in joints, not necessarily looking for alignment per se, although, if you're x-raying the wrist, you want to check the alignment of the bones in the wrist, same in the ankle. And then obviously the other joints, you're looking for loading patterns, so in the knee, do we have shifts, do we have degenerative changes? So x-rays are great for, essentially, they're the gold standard for bone. So any joint in the body that moves, we can x-ray the joint to figure out its alignment, any structural damage, any other kind of quirky things that might be going on in the joint.
And in what ways can you customize a chiropractic treatment plan based on the x-ray findings?
Yeah, so all our plans are customizable to the patient clinical findings and goals of that patient drive clinical recommendations. So, for example, if I came in and my spine was in alignment, my top bone of my neck was on my bottom bone, I had a 42-degree curve, and I had neck pain from waking up, sleeping on the couch, it's been present for 2 weeks. Well, that patient's treatment plan is going to be a lot shorter in duration than someone who's coming in with neck pain for 3 years. They've got 2-inch shift forward in the neck. They've got an 80% reduction in the neck curve. They have phase 2 degenerative disc disease in several joints or several discs in the neck. So obviously, their care plan is going to be a lot different to the former's, because it's going to obviously take a lot more time, energy, and effort to get that spine back in alignment and obviously clean out those patient symptoms. So x-rays allow us to make good clinical decisions, and obviously on those clinical decisions dictate type of treatment, so physically what you'd be doing within the visit, how often you need to be coming in, and for how long a period of time.
And lastly, during ongoing chiropractic care, would you take x-rays again to assess the effectiveness of the treatment?
Yeah, absolutely. Depending on the patient, some patients might come with some really kind of quirky misalignments where the head's gone forwards, it's also gone shifted laterally to the left, and then it's rotated to the right. They're really hard conditions to treat, and the setups and tractions are quite complex. So obviously, when we set the patient up, we want to be checking in on the patient and making sure that setup's doing its job and we're seeing some good change. And if it's not, figure out why not, and then obviously make changes. And then our patients who go through corrective care, they always like to have x-rays taken at the end of the corrective care because they've been applying themselves, you know, 2-3 times a week for 8 to 12 weeks, and they want to see objective change through all their hard work and endeavors. So we typically take x-rays at a bare minimum at the beginning of the treatment plan, at the end of the treatment plan. We'll go over a pre-treatment plan x-ray, a post-treatment plan x-ray. If our patients have been consistent with their treatment, particularly with their traction, then we're going to show them some good objective change. Patients love to see that. It's essentially just validating all their hard work and effort, and also for that they're going to get long-term improvement. And from there, we can obviously recommend ongoing treatment outside the office in regards to the need to continue doing traction at home, that we can prescribe, or we recommend a sit-stand desk, so everyone should be using those. We educating our patients on postural breaks that we need to do throughout the workday, staying out of flexion, so chin into your chest. Obviously, following through the rehab, keep all those muscles that we've created active or we've got active, keep the spine alignment, make sure they follow through on those. So yeah, x-rays pre-post treatment allow us to make good clinical decisions and then obviously show the effectiveness of the treatment that we just performed.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Dr. Stringer. We know you're busy, so I want to thank you for your time and your help today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on.
And for our listeners across the country, if you are interested in speaking with the doctor, please visit www.southloopchiropractor.com or call 312-987-4878 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to Razorcast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.